Hey guys, Bobby McGraw here. I wanted to say a quick word before we jump into today's podcast. Every day this week, we're sending out reminders. We're calling these meditation reminders because we know it's important to spend time in God's Word, thinking about God's Word every single day. In fact, if you missed Sunday's message, I would encourage you to catch the replay of it as Pastor Chuck unpacked this thought. But if you want to get a daily reminder this week to be part of these, just open up the Sugar Hill Church app. And then the top right-hand corner, there's a little menu button. It looks like three lines that are stacked on top of each other. If you click that, and then the little paper airplane, you can check the box next to meditation reminders, and that'll ensure that you get just a simple reminder every day to spend time in God's Word. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll go ahead and jump in to today's Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Enjoy. Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. If you heard yesterday's teaching at Sugar Hill Church, you know we were inviting people into a commitment to meditate on the Word of God, act upon what it does to motivate you and move you in the right direction, which is toward God, and then to be able to reflect on your gratitude for the ability to not only meditate, but to feel and know His presence. As a result, today, let's jump into an Old Testament passage from the prophet Isaiah. In Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17, the scripture says, "But in that coming day, no weapon turned against you will succeed. You will silence every voice raised up to accuse you. These benefits are enjoyed by the servants of the Lord. Their vindication will come from me. I, the Lord, have spoken." Now think about that. No weapon formed against you will succeed. He didn't say that we won't have problems. He didn't say we wouldn't have great difficulty. That's just not how it works. And we know that. Challenges are coming. We seem to go from one season of challenge to another season of challenge. Folks are going to talk about you. Folks are going to disappoint you. Maybe you're going to get a bad report from your doctor. Maybe a family member, a child is off course. But God said, the problem may form, but you can stay at peace with me. You can know that it's not going to prosper against you. Why? Because you're His kid. Because you're in the secret place of the Most High God, the divine creator of the universe, and He has chosen to protect you, His kids, with mercy, with favor, and the enemy can't cross His protection. There is something about being a child of God where He promises to protect us when we walk with Him. No person, no sickness, no problem, no trouble, no disability, nothing like that is going to stop God's plan for your life. All of Satan's darkness can't keep you from the destiny that God has for His plan in your life. So when these problems come up, and they will, and many of you are in the thick of them right now, you might be tempted to worry and fret and live in anxiety and fear. But listen, this problem may have formed, but God has a promise straight from Himself, and He's telling you that that problem is not going to prosper. In other words, that they may be talking about me. They may be gossiping about me. They may be trying to make me look bad, but I'm not worried about it. My boss, I can't please him no matter what I do. But I know God is in control, and He is my vindicator. Is that not beautiful? It gives us the ability to forgive when people put us on the spot, because God promises He'll take care of it far better than we ever could. He will take care of your problem, including your enemies. Listen, you know what the scripture is saying to us? My kid, my child might be running with the wrong group, and that's all right. I know it's not permanent. I know it's temporary. As for me and my house, what will we do? We will serve the Lord. Listen to me, friend. At the end of the day, what we are all about is to recognize that we can keep our heart and our mind focused toward God, because He promises whatever the world's going to throw at you, it's not going to take you down. So on this Monday, what I want to encourage you to do is grasp and understand that you can meditate on these things. So when this podcast is over, I want to encourage you to just stop for a minute. Find a place of silence. Find a place of quietude. Find a place of focus. Turn everything off and allow yourself to hear and know the presence of God. As we mentioned yesterday, you know, nothing's going to separate you from God's plan, but part of his plan for you is for you to have a plan to spend time with him this week. Make that commitment every day. Maybe it's in the morning, which is what I do, or maybe in the evening. Maybe you're not a morning person, but find a time that you can meditate on these things. Nothing can separate you from God's love, from God's plan, from God's blessings, but you. And he's got this if you'll let him have it. I hope you have the greatest Monday ever. And whatever you do, share these podcasts with folks around you in your social media. I encourage you to share them because they are really a blessing to so many folks, starting with me. God bless you. See you soon.